At this time, I did not really have this research drive already. I just wanted to work as an electrical engineer, real engineering. I mean, this PhD academic work research, that was not really in the tradition anywhere in my family. I thought that I would do something like this, maybe become a little better electrical engineer working on the more sophisticated things, perhaps. So I interviewed with companies in Germany, and I also then said openly to IBM, look, this is not the job for my life. And IBM said, well, wait a minute, in IBM, we have other possibilities for you. And they sent me on a tour to England and also to Switzerland, to the research lab here, to consider possibility to become an electrical engineer in IBM. I opted for the research lab, thinking something about maybe 1 year experience abroad, working there. I was actually hired as a programmer here. And then once being there, I saw what actually research is. I realized that as a programmer in the research lab, I don't really have the best possible future. I need to start some research on my own. I need to get a PhD. Unfortunately, I had already this inclination in Austria, also during the time of my military service, where I was trying to find something by myself. No professor, nothing. I find my subject by myself. I went to the university library, Technical University Library in Vienna, and I actually picked up some material which looked interesting to me. There was also a reason at IBM in Vienna to look a bit into such things, because I was one of my jobs became to solve mathematical operations research type of problems for some customers. I gave also programming courses.
So you learned operations research, the simplex method, and that sort of stuff.
Some of this I knew already. Some of this I picked up during my military service. At IBM, I had this background, some methods from operations research, and working now in communications. What is a good subject? Came up while I was working on a speech processing project. I more or less converged into a data transmission, and the problem of detecting binary or discrete symbols transmitted over a noisy and distorting channel attracted my attention. I also saw that some of these optimization techniques about which I had learned by accident by myself could be applied there.